2016 Hall of Fame inductee Steve Asmussen is going to be a very busy man this weekend, as has become customary on the weekends for Steve. Steve, let's start with talking about Creator and the Jim Dandy, and we'll start with looking back on the Belmont. You came down to the winner's circle of the Belmont after that victory, and your feet, I don't even know if they touched the ground, my friend. Look back on that day.
A very special moment. You know, I did watch the, you know, watch the Belmont from the gap there at Belmont, and it unfolded perfectly, and, you know, extremely exciting finish, and to say we were elated is an understatement.
When did you know you had it won?
You know, watching the race live, you thought he got up, but you sure a great sense of comfort when they put the number up. You know, we've all, you know, been part of photos that didn't go our way, so it's just quite a relief when they put his number up.
What made that win maybe a little extra special for Steve Asmussen?
It was a Belmont Stakes, you know, possibly Curlin's tough defeat in it. You know, just the fact that it's a classic, and I think the style in which Creator ran made it special for me.
All right, let's look ahead to the Jim Dandy now on Saturday, his first start since winning that Belmont Stakes. Tell me about the past several weeks with him. What's been going on with Creator?
He had a nice little break at Windstar off of his Belmont victory. I thought he did really well with the time off. He's come back in very proud of himself, put in some nice work here at Saratoga, and we expect a big race from him. I do think that for Creator, the Jim Dandy is a prep for the Travers. You know, I think that it's quite obvious he's a better horse with more distance.
Yeah, of course, the Jim Dandy, a mile and an eighth, much different scenario than he faced in the Belmont, because he also catches a smaller field, too. Probably not going to play to his advantage, as you mentioned. But, you know, one thing I noticed about the Belmont is he sat a little bit closer to the pace than what we've seen in the past. Was that by design?
I feel that, you know, for tomorrow's Jim Dandy, his post-position draw will put him in a little better position. He doesn't have to, you know, worry about anything from there, and... You know, very, very obviously we were excited about the ride Irad gave him in the Belmont, and look forward to a good trip again tomorrow.
All right, the A.G. Vanderbilt, the race before the Jim Dandy, you send out Holy Boss, who won the Amsterdam here last year. He's winless since that victory, but boy, he's been knocking on the door. He's run well.
He's a very tough horse. We're very lucky to have him. As you mentioned, he hasn't won since the Amsterdam last year. His race in the True North from the one hole kind of staggered away from there just a little bit. Didn't get away from there as cleanly as would have been best for him. And put him in a tough position. We have added blinkers for the first time for the Vanderbilt. And just hoping he gets away a little crisper and enable him to run his race.
All right, for people listening, they might not understand adding blinkers, right? Why does a trainer do that, especially with a horse like Holy Boss?
Well, I think that with the little age, he's gotten a touch complacent, you know, just looking for a touch more focus. As you mentioned, he's run some very good races in the last year, but without a victory. And we, you know, we're here to win, and just trying to get over the hump with him.
After Saturday, you're going to make your way southward to Monmouth for the Haskell, and another talented three-year-old in Gunrunner, who came back the week after the Belmont, won at Churchill Downs, and now we'll see him in the Haskell squaring off with Nyquist and Exaggerator. Talk to me about Gunrunner.
I think Gunrunner is an extremely talented horse that has continued to physically develop. The Haskell will require his best race to date, and we think that we're setting on it. The spacing between the Derby and the Haskell, the Matt Wynn, fit in there perfectly. Was able to run at his home track. I think that he handled a overmatched field, but came out of it with a, you know, with his head in the right spot, and expect the race of his life on Sunday.
Tell me about training Creator and Gunrunner. Do you train them in the same fashion, or do you have to train them each a little bit differently because of their styles?
Well, they're very different horses. You know, we're obviously feel very fortunate to have 2 3-year-olds who have had as much success as they have. But the one thing that I think is consistent with both of them is that they are horses that are physically developing, and they're, as much as they've done, we still feel like their best days are ahead of them.
You know, one of my favorite Haskells that we had a chance to be part of here on the radio was Rachel Alexandra in 2009. She's going to go into the Hall of Fame with you in a couple of weeks. And I know that that was a special day in New Jersey, and I know it's going to be a special day here in a couple of weeks in Saratoga.
Very much so. Rachel's she's a dream. The unique thing about Rachel, other than her amazing ability, was I'd never been a part of a horse that everybody, it felt like everybody was on her side. I mean, you ran against people that were rooting for her. So a very unique following for Rachel, and I thought she was very deserving of all the accolades and just indescribable horse, you know, in her ability and just her persona.
How appropriate is it that you get to go in to the Hall of Fame the same year that she does?
It's a true blessing. You know, what an honor, you know, to be put in the Hall of Fame and to be able to go in with Rachel Alexander, which is, you know, to be around her was, let alone to be put in the Hall of Fame with her, a very special thing.
Have you started working on the speech yet?
And I get more confused every day. You know, they put a trainer in the Hall of Fame, you know, your 35,000 starts and all the people that have helped you and continued to do so, to get that into 10 minutes. I think I just need to apologize to all the people I forget already.
You're a class act. If anybody can handle it, Steve Asmussen can. Appreciate it, my friend. Good luck this weekend and all the best in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.